Fear. Google says that it is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or is a threat. Or it could mean to be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. Some say that this could be the future of humanity. Others say that it is the most important thing that makes humans humans. Some believe that fear is an integral part of our lives, and yet others say that it's unavoidable. People say that it is uncontrollable. People say that it is a primary emotion. Now, here you're going to hear my opinion on that. Welcome, you guys, to Random Radio. My name is David Bolander, and thank you guys so much for listening in. In case you guys couldn't tell, we are talking about fear today, and I'm going to label this thumbnail, or this video, probably something along the lines of fear and how I control it, or something like that. Now, here's the thing about fear for me. There are many, many, many things that can contribute to fear to me, including paranoia, which we've talked about in the past here. But one of the big things for fear, well, like, not necessarily one thing that makes me scared, but the thing about fear, in my opinion, is that I can not control it, I'd say. I'd say that I can warp it to how I need it to be, which is definitely not the right word choice, but that's what I'm going with for now. And sorry if I sound kind of like nasally or congested. I'm a little bit sick. I'm getting over a little bit of a sickness, probably cold or something, but hopefully I'll be better by next episode. But anyway, fear. My counselor says that fear is an acronym, and it stands for Future Expectations Appearing Real. Right? And I honestly agree with that. It is your brain telling you, oh shoot, this thing is probably going to happen. And it's actually one of the reasons why, like, we flinch. When some people see a needle, they pass out, right? It's because they don't want to experience something, right? They don't want to be awake enough to realize what's going on, right? Or even, like, that's why we flinch, like I said. Like, if you see a baseball coming straight for your face, just out of the blue, from nowhere, first thing you do is you recoil, put your hands in front of your face, and close your eyes, right? And that is entirely to protect the thing in your skull. That's to protect your brain and your face and your eyes and all the things that you need, right? And it's a natural response. Right? And so I would argue that fear is a very natural thing. Fear is natural. Now, I will say this. Fear has a time and a place, and oftentimes it does not know that time and place. Such as, it does not realize that you have to give a good presentation. Right? It just realizes, wait, I could potentially ruin my entire reputation in front of all these people. Right? And so the first thing you think of is, I'm scared whenever you give a presentation, or when a lot of people give a presentation, is that I could ruin my reputation, I could ruin how people think of me, I could ruin this, that, whatever, you know? And while that is true, I've actually figured out, well, not really that I've figured out, I haven't figured out anything. What has happened is that I've realized a way that I've sort of controlled fear. I would not call it that. Well, I am calling it that. So that is what I would call it. But those are not the right words to use, and I just can't think of a better way to put it. But anyway, I've realized something just recently in that I don't care anymore. And I don't mean that in, like, a bad way. Like, if you think about it, like a pendulum or a scale, right? On one side, you have that, like, you're worried and you're scared of everything, or of every particular part of a subject, right? And on the other side, there's the point where you physically could not care at all, or where you don't care at all, right? And that it's that on that side in an unhealthy way, right? To me, I'd say that I'm somewhere in the middle, just in most things. And I figured out a way that I can be mostly in the middle, which is not caring, or caring considerably less, right? Which is, like, let's say, I'm worried about like a choir concert that's coming up, for example, because I just recently got done with that. I actually came to a realization that during that choir concert that I am no longer scared of getting in front of people, right? I have no fear of that. I was honestly more scared about the fact that we'd only rehearsed the song, one of our songs, all the way through once. And that was the concert rehearsal. But that was honestly my biggest fear during that. And other than that, I wasn't really scared, just because it's like I don't really care what the audience has to say. If the audience wants to throw something at me, I have decent reflexes. I can catch whatever they're throwing, you know? And it's strange. It's strange what I've realized in that, like, it's not necessarily that like I don't care. It's more so that I could. It's a very confusing thing to say, but for me, how I've learned to get past fear is to not care about it, right? Or to not give it any leverage, because the only leverage fear has is if you pay any attention to it, right? And so let's actually bring this up to a new thing. So for like a year, I have been scared to an extent, varying extents throughout the past year, of mirrors, okay? Because I saw something kind of scary in just a random video I watched. When somebody looked into a mirror, then, you know, scary face and then and jump scare. And so now for the past like a year, I have been terrified to look into a mirror. And you know what I figured out that I actually developed just on accident? I have learned to just not look at mirrors. And I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, I just don't think to look in a mirror anymore, right? Like, and whenever I do look in a mirror, then it's not to look in the mirror and to see if there's anything in there. It's to, you know, whatever I need the mirror for, like to look at my face, to look at my hair. How am I looking? Do I look okay, right? And I mean, I'd almost say that that is as natural as fear, to grow past your fears, is that that's almost as natural as fear itself. And that, like, the more that you face your fear, and that's actually why a lot of people say to get rid of your fears, you need to face your fear. And I'd argue that you have to do that a lot in order to get over it, right? Like, since my like freshman year, I think, I've been terrified, or I had been terrified of being like in front of people, like in a choir concert, right? But over time, then I've grown to be like, what do I have to prove to these people? I'm more so proving something to myself. This is just another extra cool rehearsal, right? It's nothing super important, is what I'm realizing, right? It doesn't hold the same importance to me, and so fear can't really take a good hold on it, even though it should, right? Because it's like, I am putting myself out there, and especially now more than ever. Now that I'm actually learning how to put myself out there a lot more with this podcast and with anything really, I'm learning that like I don't. It's difficult to describe, and I've done a terrible job of describing it so far. But I guess my big thing that I want you guys to get away from this is that fear isn't everything, right? Like fear is good. Don't get me wrong. It has a time and a place, but. And it spikes your adrenaline, which is honestly a good thing in often cases, but also it can have some negative effects, like you being super jittery or you not being able to concentrate, right? And by the way, just as a note here, I have royally screwed this episode up, but I'm not going to change it because I am tired and I don't care. Just because, not necessarily that I don't care about this podcast, but I'm just too tired and finals are coming up. Or actually, no, I've already taken multiple finals and I don't have to take a few others. So and that's the other thing is that I haven't really ever been scared of a test, right? Like the SAT so I was super scared of the PSAT because I had no idea if I was supposed to be there or not. I kept thinking to myself like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here. Like all these other people are so much smarter than me. You know, all that stuff. But you know, what I've realized is that it doesn't matter, right? Or fear only takes as much of a hold and it only affects you as much as you fear the thing, or as much as you think something is important, right? Like if you think that performing a solo at whatever event you're at is the most important thing ever, you will be scared of it. that's just a fact. But then if you realize, well, this is just another extra special rehearsal, and you genuinely believe that, it doesn't hold, then you're not really scared, because you just view it as, you know, a regular old rehearsal, and that happens just over time, right? Honestly, that's been my experience, is that by facing your fears, that is probably the most natural way that you can physically get over your fear, right? Is just by facing it over and over and over again. And then eventually it just becomes routine to face it, and then it just doesn't hold any value. Literally, like right now, I'm not scared of mirrors because, one, I've partially forgotten about that video, and two, I've learned that mirrors aren't something to be scared of, right? Like, I've learned that, oh, nothing bad is actually going to happen when I look into a mirror, because I've been looking into a mirror for the past year, at least, for my whole life, really. I've been looking into mirrors for a long, long time, and nothing bad has happened yet, other than maybe a broken mirror, which was probably my fault. But, you know, it's stuff like that, where it's like, it only holds as much stress as you imagine it will, which, honestly, that's probably one of the bigger reasons as to why I take a second before I go do something stressful, right? Like, during the SAT, before I went to school, then I took a second, and I was like, no, they said this is for juniors, they said this is... You know, they said this is going to be an important test, but I've also looked at lots of information that said it's not that important, right? Like, and by the way, fun fact, the SAT, not nearly as important as people make it out to be. Like, it's important, don't get me wrong, but it's becoming less and less important. Also, the people who give out the SAT, that being College Board, it was told to us that they sell our information, which is fun. And so, but just something I've heard, just rumors, you know, and so I'm not scared of, and that's one reason why I'm not scared of the College Board anymore, is because I'm like, well, they stoop down to that level. There's no reason that I should be scared of them, right? You know what I mean? It's interesting how fear works. And once you understand how fear works, I'd argue that you can control it in any way you want, right? And so then, like, let's say that you suddenly develop a fear of trash cans, right? Then you can think to yourself, whenever you see a trash can, just, like, either say to yourself, there's nothing to be afraid of, and just walk up to it confidently, or you can just say, like, or you can rationalize it to yourself for, like, even half an hour. I've taken over an hour, even on occasion, just to rationalize to myself, it's going to be okay. There's nothing bad that could physically happen. It's just your brain telling you that something bad is going to happen, even though it's not, you know? And so, in that case, then you would just talk to yourself and be like, and just calm yourself down. And then once, and this is honestly kind of dumb, but it's what I do personally. If I'm scared of doing something, what I honestly do is I just kind of shut down my brain, right? And that might sound super counterintuitive, but like when I shut down the part of my brain that gets scared, which easier said than done, I know, but you calm yourself down and then you just do it without any warning. Like, don't even think about doing it, just do it. And that's a very difficult thing to express and to explain, but that's how I honestly face a lot of fear. Like, I just do it. Right? And it's difficult. Don't get me wrong. And you will still be scared within seconds of you standing up to go do the thing, right? Like, let's say that you're scared of trash cans again. Let's say that, right? And you have just calmed yourself down for an hour, right? You've spent an hour, you've calmed yourself down, and you've got your piece of trash in hand, and you're not really paying attention to it, right? And then suddenly you walk up, throw it in the trash can, and realize what's going on and run back to your bed or run back to wherever you were, right? That's honestly how I deal with a lot of fear. And it's also actually how I get out of the shower because showers are so nice. That's how I get out of the shower is I literally just, I calm myself down, get me thinking about something else, and then just turn off the water, open up the curtain and put my towel on so that my brain is like, oh shoot, I don't want to take off the towel because it's going to be cold, and I don't want to restart up the water because that's going to be annoying, right? And so I guess that's just a me thing, but I mean, that's how I deal with fear, and that's kind of the whole point of this episode. So I hope you guys got something from this. I did a terrible job of explaining it, but I hope you guys got anything from this. I don't even care if it's just the fact that there are people out there who are afraid of trash cans. But, anyway, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. I'll try to get feeling better for the next episode. And hopefully that'll be here in 2 weeks. But you never know. Anyway, yeah, have a good day. Have a good whenever you're listening to this. And don't be scared. Like, I know a lot of things are very, very scary, but like, it's, I can't say don't be, but like, just, I guess, try to think of what I've said. But anyway, I hope you guys have a good rest of your time. I am David Bolander, and this is Random Radio, signing off. Thank you for listening.